Well, welcome to Wednesday of the 10th week of Ordinary Time. By the way, there are 34 weeks in Ordinary Time, so if we are in the 10th, that means that there are 24 left. And they say I can't do math, but yeah, there you go, but 24 weeks. So with that, that's about 6 months, and that makes sense, because in Ordinary Time is the largest season. It's my favorite season, basically because it's Ordinary Time. You have a basic routine that you're following, and you can understand it. Everything works out pretty well. So we are in Ordinary Time. Strangely enough, you know, we work with Brazilians, especially like Father Adriano Zandana. So this time is, a lot of it is our summer, but in Brazil and other parts of South America, it is part of their winter. And one of the reasons why I'm in Alston is I was supposed to work in Peru, but they needed me at a location that is 13,000 feet in altitude. And there is a condition known as altitude sickness, and that is certain people cannot live at that altitude. And the only way you can find out is when you are there and you find out, uh-oh, I'm not supposed to be here. And that's actually what happened to me. I was in the ICU in Lima, Peru, after coming down from the mountain. I was there for a whole weekend. And it was rather painful. And it was not a good experience by any stretch of the imagination. And finally, when I finally got to Lima, Peru, hoping that I would feel better, and I didn't. I just looked at the people who were hosting me in Lima, Peru, and said, this was, by the way, at the Society of St. James, which I was staying, because that's who I was with at the time. And I said, I need to go to a hospital. Please take me there. And they took me there. It was two nights in the ICU. And, you know, first time in my life getting the oxygen deal and the whole bit. And come to find out, there are people that can't live at 13,000 feet. Now, notice, when you are flying in a plane, they will tell you that anything above 10,000, if you lose air pressure, you have to wear oxygen. Those oxygen masks come down for anything above 10,000. And there I was at 13,000 feet, just trying to live there. And I bring that up because I said, here we are entering into our summer season. Well, it was summer down there, but at 13,000 feet, it's freezing and there's no heat. By the way, they make it, oh, by the way, we don't have heat here. What do you mean you don't have heat here? It's freezing. It's 60 degrees when the sun is out, and it's 30-something or less when the sun isn't out. And you're telling me you have no heat. Well, let me tell you, I come from a place where it's very cold, and one of the first things people did when they realized it was so cold is they said, we need heat. But anyway, so I was in Peru. And that's technically where I was supposed to be, but I couldn't because I couldn't breathe. So, needless to say, that's kind of a requirement to do ministry. So I came back, and I've been here in Alston for several years. But if we were living in Brazil with Father Adriano, this would be the beginning of the cold time, not the warm time. Although Brazil, where Father Adriano lives, it would be the equivalent of south of Florida. So you can realize that winter is not all that cold, but it can get down to 50 degrees at times in Sao Paulo. So as you can see, you can get into the very cold area. And here we are. And for us, it's the warm area. For him, it's the colder area. And here we are in this full season of Ordinary Time, where pretty much everything will have special days that are dedicated to the saints, memorials, two solemnities, and several other days that are feasts. We got all that during this time, but for the most part, this is certain days in Ordinary Time. That's our whole season. We're also in this time that is post-pandemic. And so the pandemic is still going on. This is, you know, don't drop your guard, but, you know, it's up to you whether you want to wear a mask anymore and everything else. Now, I know, like, for example, when I have lunch every day, I was listening to the Dennis Prager Show. And anyone who knows me in the rectory knows, 12 o'clock, he's listening to the Dennis Prager Show. And Dennis Prager has been railing against wearing the masks and is very much against it. And he considers it a form of control, and he's very upset with the fact that people went along with the mask. But if you know what I was talking about, I said wear the masks. why? Why would I be so different, especially when I listen to the program all the time? The answer is, and we just come from two different perspectives, understand that, but the answer is, number one, from our perspective, you listen to what the government says and you obey as a spiritual exercise. And you remember that what I said that. And you can find that in the writings of Walter Wink, who talked about engaging in community organizing, but his principles are based on biblical principles. In fact, the Sermon on the Mount, whereas many of those who are against the church use a different principle, and they literally use a principle based in emulating the devil from Saul Alinsky. Saul Alinsky says, consider the devil the first radical, and basically calls you emulate him. So you see these two different perspectives. Well, where does Walter Wink get his idea? He gets it from the Sermon on the Mount. He also gets it from the writings of St. Paul. But in the Sermon on the Mount, if you notice, Jesus says to obey these laws that you may disagree with, but obey them on steroids. We're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You're trying to build the habits of your faith. You seek a reference to help you. Where do you find one? Well, have you read Romans chapter 12? Yes, Romans chapter 12.
Be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Romans chapter 12 is a comprehensive list of attitudes and actions to live your faith powerfully.
Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse.
St. Paul gives us instructions on how to witness to Christ in these trying times.
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
So if you're looking for a good, short synopsis of how to live your faith, check out Romans chapter 12 in the New Testament. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can check out our website. You can send us responses. You can give us feedback. You can send us prayer requests. You can check out our Substack newsletter. Please consider doing that. All kinds of things over at Catholic Audio Media. And don't forget, you can listen to the archives of the show, including this one. The show, we have two shows. The higher numbers are for the afternoon show on WROL. The lower numbers are from the morning show on WEZE, and both of them drop at their respective 3:16. So 3:16 in the morning is when the morning show drops onto the website, and 3:16 in the afternoon is when the afternoon show drops on the website. And if by chance it hasn't happened, all of a sudden the show didn't drop, means I forgot to put it up there. That's my fault. You can send me an email. Hey, where's the show? But anyway, CatholicAudioMedia.com. So Walter Wink basically taught a simple process that if you're dealing with a law that you don't agree with, obey the law and do it on steroids is basically the principle. Those aren't his words. Those are my words. Now, I'm coming from the military. The military taught, and, you know, I mean, I'm not literally coming from the military. I did my time earlier in my life. But what they taught is if there is a law you don't like, and you don't believe the law should be in place, not an unjust law, but the law that you disagree with, or an order or a command you disagree with, follow the command. And then when it's over, then you can dispute it in the aftermath. But they said, don't refuse to follow the command. And basically, there's a reason for that. Your supervisor, your commanding officer, whatever the case may be speaking from a different perspective that you, and may have more details than you do. So you have to follow what it says. It was a great example in the movie K-19, where the Russian sub is having a meltdown in its nuclear reactor. And all of a sudden, they realize there's an American sub nearby, and the men start cheering. This is wonderful. This is great. Now we can be saved, even though if it's by the Americans and we're Russians, we're going to be saved. And the captain said no and ordered the ship to dive. Now, you got to understand, it's a nuclear reactor that's going crazy, and ordered the ship to dive. And the men were so upset, and he said, dive, dive. And they dive. And the whole thing is, well, why? And once they get down to the depth, he explained, "Don't you understand? We have a nuclear reactor that is melting down. They'll think it's sabotage and they'll take it as an attack." Ooh, you see, no one was thinking along those ways. And they ended up having to work on the reactor. And of course, people died and the whole bit, as my recruiter said in the Navy, he put it really well when he asked me if I would consider being a nuke. I said, no. I said, I have no desire to work with nuclear power. And I said, I don't want to glow in the dark. And he said, Russian Navy, you glow in the dark. Voyage of the Bottom of the Sea, you glow in the dark. American Navy, you don't glow in the dark. But interesting story. But again, that principle, you follow the rule because you don't know if there's more information there that you don't have. So, you know, to turn around and to fight the governor is a major mistake. And Jesus would tell you no. And he says it in the Sermon on the Mount. You don't like the law, follow the law. But follow the law on steroids. That's what Walter Wink taught. So an example would be, as Jesus says, if you are pressed into a service for 1 mile, go 2 miles. Now, according to Walter Wink, the law said, obviously, miles would have been different then. It would have been a different term. The law said a Roman soldier could put you into service for 1 mile, but not two. So the minute you started going the extra mile, he would be trying to stop you. He'd be working to take the bag back. And he's, no, I'm fine. No. You got to give me that bag back. So you change the conversation. And that's why you do it, but you followed the law on steroids. So if you go back to what I was saying, I said, make sure you're wearing the mask. Don't fight the mask mandate. That's where it comes from. If you want to see more, Walter Wink wrote the Engaging the Power series. It's 3 books. I strongly encourage you to read those. And that's what you do, because now we have an understanding of how to respond to a pandemic throughout the, you know, for the best of community, how we best respond in the future. And so it's important for us to know what best to do within the context of our service to Christ. Hey, just a reminder, the notes are up from my homily, which you'll hear on Monday here on this program. But if you want to check them out, go to CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.